Kahu Toi Te Kanawa is kindly with us. A centuries-old Māori warrior's cloak, or korowai, has been returned to our country and entrusted into the care of Tamaki Paengahera, which is Auckland War Memorial Museum, offering a rare opportunity to reconnect with and learn from this taonga of immense cultural and historical significance. Kahu Te Kanawa is with us, Dr. Kahu. Tēnā koe, sis. It's good to have a kōrero with you again. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi ki a koe. Tēnā koe. Maybe you'd be kind enough to tell us about this korowai, where it's been. What makes it special, please, Kahu?
Okay, first of all, it's not a korowai. It's a pauku or a pukupuku. It's a warrior's cloak. And this special cloak, and why it is so special, it dates back to the 18th century. And it's come home. It came home last year in December with my sister, Rangi, Dr. Rangi Te Kanawa. She's the only textile vibe conservator that was able to go over to Durham Oriental Museum. And her and the curator bought the pauku or pukupuku back here. So this is the relationship between the Oriental Museum and the Auckland Museum, including my sister Rangi, has been ongoing for a long time. Since back in 2017, when my sister Rangi first saw the pauku at the Oriental Museum. But I'll just give you a little bit of history that the pauku was gifted to the Oriental Museum in Durham around the mid-1960s by the Trevelyan family, and then it was converted to a gift in 1971. The Trevelyan family lived in Wellington Estate in Northumberland, north of Durham, which had a private museum set up by one of their whānau members, family members, Maria Trevelyan, who had an interest in botany. And this was the potential link between Maria and Trevelyan and Joseph Banks. However, there's a label on the pauku that says it was donated by Sir Charles Monk, who's a 6th baronet of the Bellsay area, and he was a neighbour or friend of the Trevelyan family. He happened to be the son-in-law also of a Emma Tangerville, who was a botanist and friend of Joseph Banks. And we think these two connections is how the pauku came to be. The Tangervilles owned a castle called Chillingham, and there's a reference to a Māori cloak being kept at Chillingham Castle, which I think is yet to be confirmed was the pauku. But I can also tell you that Rachel Barclay, the curator of the Oriental Museum, she said that when Sister Rangi and Dr. Patricia Wallace and another person, Te Kororia, visited the Oriental Museum in 2017, she realised the importance of the pauku. And it was one, and she said in her own words, it was one of the most important days as a curator of the Oriental Museum. Yeah.
What a rich and beautiful story. Thanks so much. As somebody who has handled these taonga over the years as well, please, Kahu, could you describe it and what makes it extra special?
What's extra special about the pauku, it has a pātahi fatu weave, which is single weave. And usually with korowai or kaitaka cloaks, they have a space in between. This one doesn't. Every line is flush up against each other, and the whole cloak is made like that. The bottom part of the pauku is a black-on-black tarnikol. Now, the specialty about this and the uniqueness is that the raised and recessed effect of the black on black actually gives out a pattern. And it's a certain way that it's hard to explain in words, but essentially there's wefts and warps, and there's a warp or a weft that carries out throughout that is raised and recessed, taken, in other words, brought to the front or taken to the back to give that effect. And we know this by all the deterioration in the black fibres because of the paru, the oxides that have deteriorated, and it actually gives us more idea of how this was woven. It is absolutely intricate, and we are yet to discover a lot more. Every time we look at it, we discover more and more about the style, the shaping, the whatu weaving, and the beginning, the end, and, you know, the reverse side. So the Taumata Mare Kura, which consists of seven weavers throughout the mutu, my sister and I are part of this. We have run a wānanga in February, and then we've just recently had a panel discussion on the 28th of April, where we had the Durham the head of the Durham Museums, Craig Barclay, who happens to be the husband of Rachel Barclay here, and also the director of the Pitt Rivers Museum, who was present, and they realised how important this pōku is to us. So we're glad it's home. We've got yet to do a lot further research on it for the next coming years. Yeah.
Well, it's really interesting. It's provenance. Have we locked down even a... did you touch on that, or did I miss that?
I'll go there.
Pardon?
I knew you would go there. Everybody wants to know the provenance, and everybody wants to own, you know, have part of it. You know, for me personally, the pōku is home. The provenance is home here in Aotearoa. It is hard to determine where, which iwi, which hapu this pōku comes from. And, you know, we probably may never know. That's also part of the research. We could work on looking at the DNA of the harakeke or whether there's samples of paru. But our country has changed so much. So, you know, that's yet to be determined.
Well, tēnā koe, it's in good care. What are the plans? Is it going to be shown publicly, or is it still out in the back rooms?
It's so fragile that we can only bring it out 2 days of a month, you know, probably on a Wednesday, Thursday, but it really depends on what we have going on in here. And so if any people are out there interested in seeing the pōku, and I know there's a lot because I've fielded a few calls, it's best to just go through our Te Aho Mutunga Kore Instagram or website, and we will put up dates of when we will be showing them. And it's so fragile that when people come in to our special space, we ask that they wear masks, because even just the slight, you can't help but get so close, and the spit when you're talking that comes from your mouth, it's easily can help go towards, you know, the contamination of it. So it is that fragile when you're talking over 200 years old.
What an amazing story. And thank you, Kahu, for sharing it with our peeps here on Wātea today. Intrigued would be an understatement, and there'll be many listening who are feeling likewise. But big ups to you and your sis as well for facilitating its return. But we must also acknowledge those who have cared for this taonga, you know, across the centuries as well.
Aye. Yeah.
Ngā mihi, kia ora. Thanks so much for joining us. Yummy.